You're listening to the voice of Vashon. My name is Cloaca. This is Sunday Silence, a weekly deep listening exploration of the ineffable, the mysterious, and the sublime in electronic and experimental music. At each week's end, I will put on offer an hour-long mixed curation of the sounds that touch my soul, reaching wide across ambient, drone, electroacoustic, dub techno, deep house, and anything in between. New Year's fast approaches, and this time can't help but appear as somewhat apocalyptic. Maybe that's because I'm a child of the millennium, shaped in the eschatological anxieties of Y2K. Or maybe it's because this particular holiday often has the feel of the purge, a nationalized evening of release to keep the clock of capitalism just barely ticking for yet another year. This is the time that remains. This episode takes its title, first and foremost, from the Ilya Suleiman film of the same name. Suleiman, a Palestinian born in Nazareth, depicts the Nakba and the tragedies that lie in its wake through multiple generations of a single family, with a darkly comedic poignancy. In one memorable scene, a car of Israeli security forces drives up to a busy club in Ramallah, aptly called Stones, announcing that the ravers inside are breaking curfew. The sound system swallows the aura of the IDF's authority so completely that no one even hears their commands, just continuing to dance. The IDF soldiers begin to bob their heads in time to the music, even as they continue to utter their feeble directives. Yas, a collaborative project of Lebanese electronic artist Yasmin Hamdan and French producer Merway, is what pours from those nonchalantly defiant speakers in the time that remains. This is also where our episode starts. Enjoy.
Young.
is Iranian-born, New York-based artist Emsha. With her contribution to the Intended Consequence compilation from Apronic Records, it is called Downtime, thinking through the time that bides, the interim. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the apostle considers what the shape of moral action should look like in the light of the messianic return. He advises, the time that remains is very short. Those who use the things of the world should not become attached to them, for this world as we know it will soon pass away. In his gloss on Paul's letter, Italian theorist Giorgio Agamben notes that the apostle's concern is not the last day, the moment where time reaches its end. It is the time that contracts itself and begins to finish, or, if you prefer, the time that is left between time and its ending. In other words, what we are left with is a profound and suspended moment of deep choice, a gift as much as a burden, in which our doings speak with infinite and resounding consequence. You're listening to Sunday Silence on The Voice of Vashon.
Have no things that little things stop. Big things crap, little things stop.
The party is ending at 2 a.m. So whatever you must do. The party is ending at 2 a.m.
Thank you.
That was from Lebanese band Snakeskin. As singer-songwriter Julia Sabra says of the project, this is an album of extremes made in Beirut, a city of extremes. Unsettling quiet, deafening noise, tenderness and rage, extreme violence, extreme love, extreme beauty, extreme grief. The song is called These Times. It is these times that are of grave concern to Martinican writer Aimé Césaire in his avant-epic poem, Notebook of a Return to My Native Land. Here, Césaire lays out, with an almost scriptural cadence, both the question and the answer to these times. He writes, "What can I do? One must begin somewhere. Begin what? The only thing in the world worth beginning. The end of the world, of course. If this apocalyptic action has worth, however, it is only because apocalypses are already being lived through. We are already in the middle of the many overlapping apocalypses of colonial extraction and racial capitalism. Therefore, the end of the world is only ever the end of some world. Or, as N.K. Jemisin notes in the fifth season, this is what you must remember. The ending of one story is just the beginning of another. When we say the world has ended, it's usually a lie, because the planet is just fine." This is Sunday Silence on the Voice of Vashon. Thank you.
This is being recorded live, obviously, in the back room of Laura Hershey's house. I'd like to take a moment to thank Laura Hershey. We tried to record this in a studio like we're supposed to do and everything. And it cost a lot of money. And it sounded caca. So if it's gonna sound caca, I figure you might as well do it in the back room of your friend's house. So I think we should do a love song. You know, love and that stuff. Okay? That was no extra charge for the neighbors. I think they're playing cards outside, okay?
Just this time I'd like to sing a song full of joy at the break of dawn, bathed in light that heals a simple wrong. I've waited, my love, so long. Like a spring that's breaking through the ground, makes a clear and shameless sound by the blossoms lying on the ground, falling all around. I've waited, my love, so long.